We're up to Daf Mem Ches. We're starting Mem Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara Tanan, we saw in the Mishnah that even though the halacha is that Kesef is not Koine b'metaltalin, Aval Omru, if somebody gave Kesef, even though he wasn't Moshech yet, and then their Chayzer, Aval Omru Mishapora Midar Amabel, who also Lipora Mimisha Ein Oimed B'Diburei, that since they were already maskim to make the Mekach, and they even gave Mois, so even though Al Pi Halacha the Kinyan wasn't Chal, and they're allowed to back out Me'ikra Adin, but someone who does back out is not Oimed B'Diburei, he gets this Klala of Misha Parim Midar Mabul, who also Liparim Imenu. It's fact the Gemara, I'amrit B'Shloime, like Rabbi Yochim, that Mois Koinus. Midar Yaisa, Kinyan Kesef works. It's only the Rabban and the Gegzeir, Shem and Yoimi Nisifuch Yitechel Baliyah, that they're Mesakin, that you need Meshicha. So it makes sense, Mishim Hachi Koi Ba'Avul. That's why, Avul Omru, there's a Misha Parim. Because Yois Midar Yaisa, Be'etzim, the Kinyan would have been Chal, Midar Yaisa, you can't back out. So even though Chacham were mevatel the Kinyan, but since Midiraisa there was a Kinyan over here and you're backing out, there's a Misha Par. However, Eli Amrit HaKrishtokish that Mois Einen Koinis, Midiraisa there is no Kinyan Mois, there's only a Kinyan Meshicha, so he's allowed to back out, he didn't make a Kinyan yet. Amai Koi Ba'avu, why is there a Misha Par? So to Gemara and Chanami, there's no Kinyan over here, but Mishum Dvar. Yois, there was a verbal agreement over here and he's backing out. So because of that, he gets a Misha Par. Frek the Gemara, B'dvarim Mikoy Ba'avul, because of a lack of being Shomer Diburei, that gives him a klal of a Misha Parah. V'hatanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Afal Pisha Omru, in the Mishnah Shtei, Talis Koine Diner Zov, V'ein Diner Zov, Koine Talis. That if a person wants to buy a Talis for a Diner Zov, when he's Moshech the Talis, he's M'schayiv to pay the Diner Zov. But when the Moicher is Moshech the Diner Zov, that's not Makne the talis, ein diner zov, koine talis, because kesef doesn't work by metaltalin. But still, mikol mokoim, so the way Rashi learns mikol mokoim to mechudish de gatayit, Rashi says mikol mokoim, even though we'll see in a minute, we didn't yet mention this, but even though we'll see in a minute that although the diner zov is not koine the talis, but he does get a klola for backing out, but still, kachaloch, the maise the aloch is, the Bezdin won't enforce him to keep the deal intact because he is allowed to back out, Mikra Din. But he doesn't get away free. Abul Omru, Mishapur, Manchadar Mabul, Manchadar Afloge, Manchestim Vamoire, Mitraim Bayam, that same Rabbi Nishlam who was Pura from all these Rishom, who also the Pura Mimisha Ein Oimid Bidibure. Now, this is talking about in a case when someone gave Kesef to be kind of Metaltalan and he backs out. Vahanoise Venoisin Bidvar, someone that just handled. Then he made an agreement, a verbal agreement, but there was no Nesinus Mois, and there was definitely no Meshicha. So in that case, also, Fashtayitzach Loi Kona, the Kinyan isn't Chal. And over there, Achayzer Boy, after they agreed to make the Mekach, someone is Chayzer, Ein Ruach Chachamim Noicha Hemenu, which means Chachamim are not happy with him. The Amar Rav, that's all there is in such a case. There's no Klala whatsoever, even a minor Mishapar, there's no Klala whatsoever. Onu Ein Lonu Ela Ein Ruach Chachamim Noicha Hemenu. All you have in this case, when there was a masamatan bedvarim, is just that there's a lack of nachas ruach the chachamim have with you. Al kaponim, we see over here that all there is ein ruach chacham noicha hemen. If there's no meshicha, then there's no mishaparah. So for someone that's backing out of dvarim, the whole avla is ein ruach chacham noicha hemen. Where do you get a klal of mishaparah? Zok to Gemara, what do you mean? There's a difference. If it was Dvarim v'ikibadayu Mois, in a case where besides the Dvarim, there was also an Asinus Mois. So even though Mois ain't a kindness midirais according to Rish Lakish, but besides the Dvarim, there was a Maisa to be Mechazik the Dvarim, even though that Maisa doesn't have a Chalais Kinyan, but there was a Maisa to be Mechazik the Dvarim. So in that case, Koy ba'avul, itaka gets a Mishapore. Dvarim v'lekibadayu Mois, if all there was an agreement b'dvarim, but there was no change of Mois, there was no Maisa whatsoever to be Mechazik the Dvarim, then that's what Reb Shimon says, Lekoi Ba'avu, there's no Misha Par. Taisa Matmiya, I mean, if you look in this Brayis, it's clearly in the Brayis, what was the words Havamina? Reb Shimon is being Mechalik. He says that if there was an Asinus Mois, that he gave a Diner Zov for the Talis, that's when there's a Misha Par. If all there was an Oisav and Oisav B'Dvarim, that's when there's no Misha Par, all you have is Ein Ruach Chacham Lechemanis. What was the words Havamina? So Taisa says that the Havamina was that we assume that this is all going in the Shita of Reb Shimon. We saw before in the Gemara that Rish Lakish is Moedi, that according to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Avada holds that Mois Koines Midiraisa, because Reb Shimon says that the Lekeach can't back out, only the Moicher can back out. So according to Reb Shimon, that holds that Mois Koines Midiraisa, and still Reb Shimon says that if there's no mois, there was only dvarim, all there is ein ruach chacham noichem. So we figured that according to the Rabbanon, where Shlokish says alibi the Rabbanon, mois is not kindness, so meilu mois the Rabbanon should be similar to dvarim alibi the Reb Shimon, just like Reb Shimon says that mois is kindness. But dvarim, there's no mishapara, so according to the Rabbanon, that mois is not kindness, so there shouldn't be a mishapara either. And the Gemara says, no, dvarim alone, there's no mishapara, but dvarim with mois, there is a mishapara. Omar Rav, krom asnisa mesayela le shlokish. We have a rai aside from the pasuk and aside from the braisa to the shlokish, that mois is not kindness of metaltlin. Kro, the chsiv, this is by the parasha of Hashem Gzeilis, if someone is nishbal the sheker about a kfiris moment, the loch is he has to pay keren chaimish va'asham. And the Torah says, v'kichish ba'amisoi, he lied, v'pikotin, either he denied having someone's pikotin, oi b'sumas yod, sumas yod is a halva that someone gave him, he denies that, oi b'gozel, he denies that he has someone's gzele, oi asha kesamisoi, he had a worker whom he didn't pay and he denies that with a shvua. In all these cases, if he makes a shvua sheker, then it's keren chaimish va'asham. And it's mavur over there in the Gemara. Tzumas yod, Amar Rav Chisda, we're not talking about he's denying a halva. All it was is he got money from someone b'halva, and now he's making a shavuos sheker that he never got it or that he paid it back. In that case, Hitaka wouldn't have to bring a korban asham, because it's not daime to pekodin and gzeila. By pekodin and gzeila, he's making a shavua about money, someone else's money that's in his hand, and he's being nishbal a sheker. By halva, even if he denies it, it's not someone else's money anymore, because once he borrowed it, so he doesn't have someone else's money. There's a chayiv mam that he owes someone. So that's not daime to pekodin and gzeila. So therefore, Reb Chisda explains, what's the case of sumas yod? He borrowed money. And after he borrowed money, he was miyachid, a specific keli of his, that this will be meshubit to the tashlumen of the chayiv if he doesn't pay up. So memele, this is taka daime, according to Reb Chisda, this is daime to gazlan pekodin, that he has someone else's chayfetz, and he's making a shavuos sheker about someone else's chayfetz. Zodok marvayt, v'chi ahadri kro, afterwards the Torah continues the next pasuk, and it says, v'hoyo ki yechte v'oshim, after he makes the shavuos sheker, and then it was nizbaral the eidim that he lied, v'heshe v'sek zeyle asher gozol, o yisa oishik asher oshek, o yisa pekodin asher hofked itoy, o yisa veda asher motze, and it doesn't mention sumas yot. Zodok marvayt, v'chi ahadri kro, when the Torah chazers over what he has to do, and he has to be meshiv this gzeile. Ksiv v'hoi kiyach tov asham v'heshiv v'sa gzeile shagoz al ayishtu kash ashok kasi v'kodin shahof kiti v'ilu tshumas yod lo yahadri. Why doesn't the Torah chazer over tshumas yod also? That you have to give back this chayfetz that you were meshabit for payment for the alva. My time. La mishum de mechzer meshiche. Because this is takanat something that was nikne to the malva. Because all you have over here at most is a kinyan kesef, the money that the malve gave the loive, and because of that he was meshabed his chayfetz. So it's ki'ilu, he paid money for the chayfetz. By giving him the mois halvada, that's the kinesinus kesef for the chayfetz that he's meshabed. But there was no meshicha because the malve was never moishich this keli. So therefore, hayoyitz mechzer meshicha, it's not considered a kinyan. Therefore, there's no chiyuv hashabed. Rashi seems to learn that a chiyuv shvua there would be if there was this chayfetz that he was meshabit, even though it's not nikne to the malve, but a kolponim, there would be no chiyuv hashav. So we see from here a raya to Reish Lakish, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that midvar Torah mois kainis, so then there should have been over here a kinyan, because al yidei the mois that the malve gave the loive, there's a kinyan kesef. So this is not a raya. Amadar apapalar ova, eimim ma'oishik hu dehadar kro. The emes is the same problem you have by halva, you have by oishik too. Gzele, pikodin, aveda, you're holding someone else's chayfetz. Halva, you're not holding someone else's chayfetz, because milva leitzah nitna. So we explained, it's talking about that you're miyachid, a chayfetz, you're meshabed, a chayfetz of yours, tachas dalva. Oishik is the same thing. I owe somebody money because he worked for me. I don't have something of his, I have a chayv moment that I owe him. So in the chayv, in order for there to be a chayv shvu, you also have to say by oishik the same thing, that I was meshabed a chayfetz to be tashlumen for the workers. So memele tainet rapape, hayoyz the Torah was chayzer and included Oishik when it's going back and saying that all these cases after the Shvuah and the Edim, you have to give it back to the owner. And it says also, Oishik Ashito, you have to give back. Even though the Oishik, there was also no Mashiach. The worker never made a Mashiach on the Oishik. Elamai, because you owe him money, he gave you a Pu'ula, he worked for you. With that Mois of the Dmei Pu'ula, he was Koine, the Chafetz, that you were Meshabit for his Char. So Faket, so Vibal the Tayyar was Chayzer, ready Oishik. It didn't have to be Chayzer Sumas Yod, because we learn out Sumas Yod from Isaac. So it was a punk faket. If anything, we see like Rabbi Yochanan. We see that it's considered that it belongs to the Bal Chay, it belongs to the Malv, it belongs to the Poyalim, even though there was no Mashiach. Faket, we see that Mois is kindness. Zog the Gemara, no. Hachab Mayaskinon, don't bring a raya from the fact that the Torah was Chayzer for Oishik, that you can learn out the same din Sumas Yod. No. You know why the Torah said by Oishik you have to give it back? The attacker we're talking about, there was a Mashiach. It's talking about the person owed somebody money for work, and he was miyached a chayfetz for the tashlumin. In case he doesn't pay, Yana can take that chayfetz. And kigoyin shenot lememani, the worker taka took the chayfetz. He was moishachet, so he was koinet with mashiachet. Then v'chazir v'fkidei etzla, he returned it back as a pekodin to his employer. So meile, in that case, taka is mashiachet. So that's why over there the Torah says you have to return it. But la'olam by sumas yod, where it's not talking about that he gave over that chayfetz that he was meshabed and Yana never made mashiach on it. So all there is a kinyan mois. A mois, einon, koines, like Rish Lakish. And that's why the Torah didn't say by sumas yod, you have to give it back. In fact, the Gemara, if you tell me the case of Oishik is that the worker was already moishik this chayfetz, but he gave it back to the employer to hold, Haina pekodin, that's mamash a case of pekodin. You're holding someone's pekodin, and of them shteituch shen the Torah is a pekodin shahavked itoy. So why do we have to say twice the case of pekodin? So the Gemara trei gavni pekodin. There's two types of pekodin. One is a straight out pekodin, where a person gives something to someone to watch, and the other one is a case where a worker got the chayfetz that was meshubet to him and he gave it back to him to watch. Two types of pekodin. In fact, the Gemara so yahachi sumas yad nam yilahadir veloik mekigoyin shenot the man of a chazir of kida. Yeah, it's like why can't the Torah also chazir over sumas yad? The same way. We're talking about a case by Oishik that Yana took was Moishik the Chayfetz and he gave it back. Say the same thing by Sumas Yod. You took a halva, you were Mishaber a Chayfetz, and Yana took, the Malva took, was Moishik that Chayfetz. And now he gave it back to you for a Pekodin. Why couldn't you say the same case? Dr. Gemara, because Iahadrikro, if the Torah Taka would have chazard over the case of Sumas Yod, B'chahai Gavne, where he gave it back, where he gave the Chayfetz to the Malva, and the Malva gave it back to the Torah's Pekodin. So Ibazoi, then you wouldn't have seen anything from this pasuk nishkan kasha for shlokish and nishkan raya to shlokish. Because if you want to say, look, it's mevur over here that hayasi was meshabedit, so therefore the malva was kainit, and that's why you have to return it. Is a raya mois kainis? I'll tell you no. Loilam, it's talking about that the malva was moishik and he gave it back. Faket, Mois ain't kindness, Dafka Mashiach kindness. If you're going to tell me it's talking about Mashiach, I'll tell you no, it's talking about even without Mashiach and Mois kindness. So there wouldn't be a Raya, Lakan, Lakan. Hashta, the Loya Hadrikra, from the fact that Oishik, the Torah, did Chazar over. And Shumas Yod, it didn't. So Mamele, Mesayele. So now it's a Raya. Why Taka didn't Torah Chazar over Shumas Yod? Because Shumas Yod doesn't belong to the Malva, because there was no Mashiach. And Rabbi Zeh, we have a Raya that Mois ain't kindness. Mele the Rashi is Moisef. So if the Torah did chazer over Oishik, so behechik you have to say the case of Oishik was that the worker was Moishik that chayfetz and just gave it back to Bateris Pikotin. So that's why you have to return to him. He was kain it with Mashiach. Frag the Gemara Sumas Yod lo yahadrikra. You think Taka the Torah didn't go back and mention again Sumas Yod b'negei the chiv v'shov? But Tanya Amar Reb Shimon minayin litanis ha'amar lemale lemata. How do I know that everything the Torah says? In the beginning, the Torah mentioned all the cases, Gezel, Pekodin, Sumas Yod, Chedoyim, and Aveda. How do we know that also is all applicable? B'negei HaShavah, there also it applies to all these cases, including Sumas Yod. The Chsiv, because in the second pasuk it says, Oy mikol asher yishova olav l'sheker. What is that ribu, mikol asher yishova olav l'sheker? Elamai, it's coming to be marbis Sumas Yod. So you see the Torah did chazer over Sumas Yod. So don't bring a raya that the Torah didn't because there was no kinyan, because Moy is saying in kinyan. The Torah did chazer it over. V'omer b'nachman, omer rab, ravu, omer rab, that this pasuk, m'kodesh yeshavu l'v'sheker, is the rab, is sumas yod l'heshavu. So the Gemara, Enochanami, it's taken as Rabbi from Mikol Asher Yishove, but Behed Yemilo Yehadrikro. Maisa, the Torah didn't say it Befeirish. All the other ones, the Torah chazer over Befeirish. This one, the Torah by Sumas Yod didn't chazer over Befeirish, the Zechiv Hashove. So even though the Torah did say a Ribui to be Marbit, we have to say, from the fact that the Torah didn't say it Befeirish, the Torah only said it Loshen Ribui, so the Ribui is only going in a case which is Mamash Daime to Pekodin, in a case where he was actually Moishechit. So Mele, that's he gave it to Pekodin. In that case, we were marbe that there's a chiyav hashavah. But in a case where he wasn't Moishechit, then there's no chiyav hashavah. And why take? Because Moish ain't in kindness. So that's the raya we have from the pasuk. Masnisa minol. What's the raya from the brayse to Rish Lakish that Moish ain't in kindness midiraisa? The sanya nosna lebalin mol. We're talking about hilchas meil over here. If someone had hegdish money, and he gave it to the balan, to the person running the merchitz, he gave it to him as payment for use of the merchitz. So the halacha is the one who gave it to him is moyel. V'amar Rav, dafke balan, dafke in that case it's considered meile, because hudalei mechzer meshicha. Since there's nothing over here tangible in the base of merchitz that you could make meshicha on, all there is you can pay money for the services of using the merchitz, but there's nothing that you could be meshich in return. So in that case, everything that was possible to do to be moitzi this moment was done. When there's you're purchasing something and there's room to make a meshicha, so we say that there's no me'ila till you were moishach the chayfetz. But here there's nothing to do other than pay an entry fee. And you paid the entry fee, so you used up the money, so it's considered a me'ila. Aval mida achrita de mechzer meshicha, lo imol ad moshach. Something else where, let's say, you're buying something and you're giving money for an object in the store, and you could make a meshicha on the chayfetz, so till you don't make the meshicha, the me'ile didn't happen, because the money was never yoytzi yet, mishos hekdesh. So we see from this braisa, like a Rish Lakish, that any time it's shayach to make meshicha, if you gave money, and you gave the hekdesh money, and you didn't make meshicha on the chayfetz, you're not moyel. So we see that moyel is ein kainus. In a case where there is no option of meshicha, so in that case, you're moil with the Nesinus Mois alone. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that wouldn't be like that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds the Ratayra Mois Koinus. See, even some place where it's Shaykh to make Mashiach, as soon as you gave the store the money of Hekdash to buy something, Ayois Midiraisim Mois Koinus, so maybe the Mois was Yoitzel Lechulim. I, Fregan the Yishonim, even Rabbi Yochanan is Moide, that Chacham were Geyser, that Mois ain't in Koinus. It must be that Klape de Reis, the Gedin of Me'ile, we're not going to say that you weren't Moil. The Chacham are not going to say that you weren't Oiver Me'ile because we were Masakim that Kinya Mois doesn't work. If Mide Reis and Mois work, so Mide Reis, you were Oiver Me'ile. Then says Rashi says something similar before. Rashi says at the end of the day, what's the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? True, Rabbi Yochanan holds the Vayatoyer Mois Kainis. But on a practical level, at the end of the day, the Rabbanu were Masakim that Mois ain't in Kainis. And without Meshicha, there's no king. So what's the difference on a practical level? So there's a big difference. If you were koina a chayfetz with mois, and then you take that chayfetz and you're mekadesh an isha, is the isha mekadeshes or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, yois midvar toyer mois koinus. So midiraisa this chayfetz is yours. And Enochanami the Rabbanan said that you can mevatel the mekach. It's not koina without meshicha, but midiraisa it's your chayfetz. And if you gave this chayfetz to the isha b'toyer's prutus kedushin, you gave her your money. The kedushin would be chal. Mashenken according to Rish Lakish, that Mois ain't a koinis, it's only Mashiach which is koin midiraisa. So if you never gave her your chayfetz, and the kedushin wouldn't be chal. Akoponim, the Gemara brings a raya over here from the braisa to Rish Lakish's din, and that's why that there's no mi'ile when you just spend Mois heklish without making Mashiach in a oifen where it's shayach Mashiach. For the Gemara v'tanya, nosna the saper, mo, if you gave heklish money to a barber for a haircut, you're moil. I, the safer, haboy the mimshach. When you get a haircut, what you're doing in essence is you're hiring the barber and you're also hiring his haircutting machine. That I'm paying you for the use of the machine and for your services. So it's shayach and meshicha on the haircutting machine. And the halacha is that even without any meshicha, as soon as you give money to the barber, you're moil already. So you see that even where it's shayach meshicha, it's considered me'ila just by giving mois. It's other rabbis, the chayyar rai to Rabbi Yochanan, that mois kainis. So the Gemara, hochamaya skinon, besaper nochri, delabar meshichu. We're talking about over here, dafkin, the case where the barber is a goy. From a goy, you can't be kaine with Mashiach. Lo'ilam mo'yi say in the Kainis Midrash, you need Mashiach. But Hayyayser Shlokesh learns the din of Mashiach from the Pasuk, Oikonim Yad Amisecha. Dover Aniknim Yad Liad, Mashiach. And it says Amisecha. So Dafke Bayid Amisecha, that's where it's negated the Kinyan Mashiach. A goy doesn't have Mashiach. By a goy, there's Kinyan Kesef. So Mele, when you give the money to a goyish barber, you don't have to make the Mashiach because you're Moyle as soon as he got the money. Bring the Gemara Raya, Tanyan Amihochi, Nosna the Saper, or the Sapin to a ship captain for giving you a ride in the ship, or the Cholbala Umnis, the Loch is Loimol, Ad the Moshach. So here it says clearly by a Saper, by a barber, that you're not Moyle till you're Moshach, the hair cutting machine. Kashan Adodi, before we saw Benegeya, a barber, as soon as you give the money to him, you're Moyle right away. Elav Shmamna, you have to make a chilek. These two brises, Kam Besaper Nochri, Kam Besaper Yisrael. If it's a Saper Nochri who's not Koinim B'Mashiach, so Mele, within a Sinus Mois alone, you're Moyle. Kam Besaper Yisrael, that does have the Kinyan of Mashiach, so within a Sinus Mois alone, without the Mashiach, there was no Meil. Shmamina. So the Gemara V'chein Amar Rab Nachman, Dvar Teire Mois Koinis, just like Rabbi Yochanan. Ubotka Levi B'Masnise, V'Ashkach, Levi was Moisif in his Tesefte. So he was most of a similar din. Nosna the Sitain. Sitain is a wholesaler. You have a chenveni, a retailer, and he buys in bulk from the wholesaler. But since he buys such a big schum at once, he doesn't have all the money to pay him immediately. So slowly he pays him off what he owes him. But in the beginning of the kinyan, he gives him a down payment, a little bit money, a down payment on the whole thing. So Levi learned in Tesefta that Nosna the Sitain, if the chenveni gave this down payment to the Sitoin, and he gave him by mistake money of Hegdish, he's mol. Hagam, he wasn't Moshech all the Paris, because he made up to buy a huge shipment of Paris, and he's only getting it delivered over time. He wasn't Moshech everything yet. Still, as soon as he gave him the down payment, he's mol. So the Chayre, we see that Al Yedei Nesinis Kesef alone, the Kinyan was Chal, and therefore there's Me'ile. El Akasha Le Shlokesh. The Shlokesh says, you're not Koine, only Al Yedei Mashiach. This Bryce is going to Reb Shimon. We said in the Gemara before, the Shlokesh is Moedi that he never said his din according to Reb Shimon. From the fact that Reb Shimon said that after Nesinus Kesef, the Loikeach cannot be Chayzer, so Reb Shimon for sure holds the Vatayr Moiz Koinus. The Shlokesh only said that Moiz ain't in Koinus Midirais in the Sheet of the Rabbon. So this Bryce is going in the Sheet of Reb Shimon in Shkan Kasha. So Kshtan and the Mishnah Aval Omru, that if someone gave Moiz, even though Moiz ain't in Koinus, however, he's oimid b'mishapora. Avol amr mishapora midara mabul nifra mishayni oimid b'dibura. Itmar, Abaya Omar, the mission is not just telling you a din that you should know that someone that was chayzer gets a mishapora. Abaya Omar oidui maidinan lay. That bezdin is maidia for this person. You should know that if you're going to back out of the deal, even though you didn't make mishicha, you're awaiting an oinish of a mishapora. Rav Omar, not only do we tell them what's going to happen, meilet laitinan lay. Bezdin actually gives him a klal, and they tell him you are b'mishapara. Abaya Omar, you do a maidin alay, but they don't actually give him the klal. The chesiv v'nasi ba'amcha loisor. There's an isra to be mekalu a nasi, and this isra isn't dafke nasi. Mele it applies to every. So there's an isra to give a klal. The sabadi you can't be mekalu. Rava Omar mele it laitin alay. We do give a klal. The chesiv ba'amcha. It says nasi ba'amcha loisor. We darshan ba'amcha. But this person is not a fine eid because he's lying. And the Pasuk state in Tzvanya, She'eris Yisrael, lo yasu avil, lo yidabru chazav. So obviously he's not nechshav b'chal She'eris Yisrael, he's not nechshav b'chal amcha. There's no iser to shelter. Omer Rav Minu Aminah, how do I know that we also give him a klol? Because there was a maise, the Reb Chiya by Yosef, yovu leizuze amilcha. He sold salt, and someone gave him money to purchase salt, but he wasn't Moshech the salt. The soif for Yakir Milcha, the price of salt went up, and he wanted to back out Reb Chiya, because he can sell it for a higher price. Osla kameder b'yoichanan. And he wanted to know if he can back out. Amalei b'yoichanan told him, Zil havluhu, give him the salt now that he paid you. V'iloi, and if you don't give him the salt, kabul alecha mishapara, you accept upon yourself a klala. Now, v'i amrit, oidui moidinalei, if all he meant to tell him was, you should know that there's going to be a klala, not that he was mekalel him, just he was meidia. Reb Chiya by Yosef Bari Dui, he had to be meidia. Reb Chiya by Yosef. Reb Chiya by Yosef doesn't know the halacha that someone that's mekabel kesef is oimid b'mishapar. So the Gemara of Elamai, what do you want to say? So of course he wasn't being meidia, but Elamai what? Meilat laitinle, he was cursing him. Rav Chir bar Yosef also the kabula leila tusa the rabbana. Obviously, Rav Chir bar Abba, who's a Talmud Chacham, wouldn't be interested in getting a curse. Rav Chir bar Yosef, so must be he had some sort of cheshbon here. So what was his cheshbon? Rav Chir bar Yosef, a rabban who diyavulei. And that story was that the person didn't give him the payment for the entire salt that he wanted to purchase. He gave him a rabban and he gave him a down payment. And who saw Rav Chir bar Yosef held that, let's say by karka where kesef is koinim, the raya, so the kula alma. So he held in that case, if a person gives a down payment, kenegda hu koinim, keneged the kesef that he gave, as much as that kesef purchases, that's what he was koinim. But the down payment doesn't make a kinyan on the rest of the karka that he has to pay more money for. And so too b'negei metaltlin, even if you say metaltlin is not nikna b'kesef, but metaltlin there's a mishapora when you gave kesef. So he felt that kenegdoi, there's a mishapora. Let's say the chafetz is worth $100, and he gave you a down payment of $10. So the $10 about that he's going to supply him because there's a mishapora kenegdoi $10 worth of salt, but kenegdoi the other $90 worth of salt where he didn't pay kenegdoi that there's no mishapora since he didn't pay any money. Kenegdoi that was his cheshbon. For Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no kenegdoi kulay hu koine. Once he gives a down payment for the whole thing, it's considered already nesinas kesef on the whole thing, and if you back out on any part, then there's the end of mishapora. Zog the Gemara, this shiloh over here, Rav Chir bar Yosef, is b'emes machlek samayram itmar. A rovin, if someone gives a miktzas, a down payment on a chefes that he's trying to buy, Rav Omar, kenegdoi hu koine, Rav Yochanan Omar, kenegd kulay hu koine. So this is applying sai, applicable sai to kinyan karka that you could be koine b'kesef. So they're arguing whether you're koine the entire karka with the down payment. Rav says you're only koine keneged that payment. Whatever is worth the shabbos of that payment, that's what you're koine, but the rest, there's no kenyan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's a down payment for the whole thing, so it's koine the whole thing. And the same halach applies also, b'negei mishapora. If you're buying metaltlin, you didn't pay the whole mois for the entire thing, you only gave a down payment, is there a mishapora only keneged the metaltlin that's worth the shabbos of the money that he paid? Or no, any part of the metaltlin that you back out of, even though he didn't pay for the whole thing, there's also a mishapora once he paid for partial. So the Gemara weiter, meisve steht a braise hanoisen a roven lachaveiroi. So here Rashi says this is not the same a roven that we before. Before we're talking a roven is a miktsas domim, a down payment. Here we're talking about a case where a person makes up to do a business deal with someone, and he gives them a mashkin b'toyers knas that if I back out, I'll lose the mashkin that I'm giving you. So it's to ensure the mekach. Hanoisen a roven lachaveiroi va'omeloid lekeich tells the moicher. If I back out from this mekach, my mashkin that I gave you, you can keep. And the moicher says, if I back out, not only will I pay you back this mashkin that you gave me, I'll double it. I'll give you the mashkin, plus I'll match another schum of the mashkin as a knas for myself for backing out. So the din is, this tanai has a toikif, and whoever backs out is take echroi. If the keich backs out, he loses the mashkin. If the moicher backs out, he has to pay the value of the mashkin plus the mashkin itself, the Rabbi Yosi. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi the Taimei, Rabbi Yosi that holds that this kinyan is mechayiv of them, this knas, is the Rabbi Yosi the Taimei, the Omra, smachta kanya. He holds there's no problem with smachta. Smachta, Zog the Rashi, haftochas guzm, sha'odam avtiach es chaveiro lismachalov, shom lo yikayim tano yitin kach v'kach. Smachta means someone that makes up as a deal. He wants someone should be soymich on him, so he goes and he gives an exaggeration. Be soymich on me, because if I don't come through, this and this is going to happen. So it's a guzma. I'm a male, Rabbi Yosi holds a smachta. There is a sheet that holds it's a guzma, and a smachta like kanya. Rabbi Yosi says no, that even though it's a guzma, but a person is serious, a smachta kanya. The other sheet is no, a smachta like kanya, because the person never really anticipated that this tanai wouldn't be in his kayim. He's pretty sure he'll be able to come through, so that's why he made this knas. Had he had a havamina, he's not going to come through, he wouldn't consent himself. But Kopon Rabbi Yosi holds a smachta kanya, and therefore, the halach is, if they back out of this deal, if the lekeich backs out, he loses his mashkin. If the moicher backs out, he has to give him the value of the mashkin, plus the mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, no. That if either of them backs out, nobody gets a consent, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a smachta loy kanya, it's tam a guzma ba'alme. However, he is moide that da yoy sheyikne keneged ervoiner. That for however much money he did put down the mashkin, whatever the value of that mashkin that he gave is, he did mean that that mashkin should be koineh kenegdo. So Mamela, if this was a kinyan karka, for example, kenegged the amount of money the mashkin is worth, kenegged that, it's locked in, and he's taka koineh that amount of karka. The rest, he could back out, and there's no knas. Or if it would be metaltalin, so kenegged the amount of money that he paid, if he backs out, there's a misha par. But klap of the rest, he could back out, there won't be a misha par. Zok de Gemara, Omer b'shem gamliel, b'med dvorim amurim, when do we say this? That it's only kenegged what the mashkin is worth, that's what's locked in. Bizman sha'omer loy ervoini yikoin. That when the lekeach gives this mashkin, he says, I want my mashkin to be koine, this entire mekach that I can't be chayzer. So since he didn't give it b'toyres piroin, he just gave it b'toyres this asmachte, so mele, it doesn't work. It's only kenegged ma'isav. Aval mochaloi bayis I saw the Bel of Zuz. They made an agreement to sell a house for Elav Zuz. Uparaloi mehem chamish mei Zuz. And the lekeach gave half the payment. He gave 500 Zuz. And he said clearly that he's giving it b'toyres piroin of the 1,000 Zuz they made up to give. Or even if he didn't say beferish, if he gave it stam without saying anything. In both of these cases, the halacha is that he's koine the entire mekach, the entire bayis. Umachzol is ashar for lacha kamashonim. He has to pay up the other 500 over the years. But till he pays it up, neither of them can be chayzer, even though he only gave a down payment, he paid half. But it's chal, the kinyan, on the whole thing. Taina de Gemara, my love, even though this din that Rishon Gamliel is saying is a din by kinyan karka, which taka works, but kesef, and he's saying that even though you only gave a down payment, but the kinyan is chal on the whole thing, and now just it's a chayv till you pay up the rest, but the kinyan is chal on the whole thing, not only connected ma'isav. So my love, who are then the metaltalin, even though by metaltalin, ma'is ain't in kainis, but there is a mishaparab when you give ma'is by metaltalin. So who are then the metaltalin bistam, if you give a mixes domim bistam, we assume that koni lelekulu, that he's being koine with mois, and a chanami mois ain't in koinis to be going with the mekach, but it's koine enough that there's a chi of mishapara. And even though he only gave a mixes piroin, there's a mishapara, can I get kulu? And this was mamash, the machlaikas we had before, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, when a person gives money as a down payment, do we say there's a mishapara, can I get kulu, or only can I get moisa? And here the chay, we can bring a rai from Shem Gamliel, from this braisa, that it's connected kulu. It'd be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara law, you have no raya to Rabbi Yochanan because you can't compare metaltalin to karka. Metaltalin b'destam eloi koni. Fred the Gemara maishna, what's the chilek that by karka you say that even though he only gave a peroi mixes domim, he's koine the whole karka and the rest of the money is a chayv that he has to pay over the years. But the kinyan is chal on the whole karka. And why by metaltalin do you say no? That there's no mishapara, only connected the chelik of the kesef that he gave. So the Gemara, the chelik is because karka hayoyz the bekas bekonile mamish. When a person gives karka for kesef, it's a kinyan gomer. That's how you're koine karka bekesef. So memele, even if you only gave a mixtas piroin, konile lekula, that mixtas piroin is gomer a kinyan on the whole thing. But metaltli hayoyz the loy koni el kabula mishapore, kesef and metaltan doesn't shafa kinyan. All it helps is to mechayv a mishapore. So maybe since Kesef doesn't have the same power of metaltan that it has by karka, when he only gives a mixtas piron, like konile lekul, even b'negei the mishapara, you're not getting a mishapara keneged kuloi, only keneged the chelik that you paid. If you back out keneged that chelik, you get the mishapara.